And the next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats host Western Michigan on Saturday at noon Eastern time on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go straight to questions, please.
Sounds great. We'll take questions for Coach Fitzgerald at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Eugene Evans, College Sports Overload.
Hey, Pat. So, season 11 for you. How is it like dealing with the grind that's happened, you know, the first game of the season being the regular game instead of the exhibition game, and having to juggle that with underclassmen that have never experienced it before, and you have the upperclassmen that have experienced it before? How's that process been, even in the 11th season?
You know, Eugene, this is my 11th opener, and they're all kind of the same. You've got to, first of all, make sure you get the work done in training camp that needs to be done to prepare your squad, not only for this game, but also for the season. And then you've got to balance that with keeping your squad as healthy as you possibly can, you know, so you don't go into the first quarter of the season with a banged-up football team, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So, we've been pretty fortunate. We've been 9-1 in openers. Still really mad and disappointed in our one loss, but you learn from those experiences, and you tweak and you change, you know, kind of what you do. So with us this year, our veterans are a little bit more experienced. Our next group of guys, we needed to get them a ton of reps, and that's kind of what we've done to this point. Now, obviously, honing in as we get a little bit closer to game time.
All right, thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you obviously return a number of your game changers from last season. You know, guys like Justin Jackson, Clayton, Anthony Walker certainly come to mind. What do you expect from those guys, kind of not only if they continue to develop, but, you know, based on the things that you've seen them, you know, them be able to do in the past? How do you kind of keep pushing them to grow?
Well, you know, I'll start on offense. You know, we've got a lot of room for improvement there, and just the consistency. Overall, just as an overall side of the football, Clayton's a year older. You know, Matt Alvidi's a healthy player now. You know, Justin Jackson, I think his production speaks for itself. Warren Long had a really great year last year, and we need to get him more involved. Excited to see, you know, the rest of the skill group and O-line come together, and they've had a good camp. You know, defensively, really excited about the leadership up front and C.J. Robbins. He's a guy that's played a ton of football for us and a guy that I think is a terrific leader of the front. And then, you know, Anthony, you know, his production from a year ago speaks for itself. But he's going to have a big bullseye on his chest. He knows that. And, just go out and continue to improve one rep at a time. And same thing in the back half with Godwin Igwe-Buke and Matthew Harris, two, you know, all Big Ten caliber players a year ago. They've just got to keep getting better and help those young guys around them go out and execute and not be too nervous in the moment. Just go play and trust what they've done and just go play and have fun.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Have a great one. Go Cats. See you. Bye-bye.